The Adventures of Red Rider. From out of the West comes America's famous fighting cowboy.
Alone against 5 foster.
Who said anything about being alone? Just before I drove home, I stopped at Western Union and sent a telegram for the best doggone two-fisted cowboy tornado that ever rode the range. Asked him to come over and help.
Two-fisted cowboy tornado?
You bet. Once he gets here, let me see Cy Fawcett try to push around Mr. Red Rider.
Well, where there's trouble, if Red has missed it the first time, someone's bound to send for him and drag him into it. You'll see what I mean as tonight's great story of the West that lives forever, the Brand Buster, unfolds. Twisted, lacerating wire which kept cattle from drifting, ranch boundaries secure. Fortunes were made and fortunes were lost when cattle strayed from home and were mavericks with some strange brand. Tonight's story is laid against this background. It takes place about 90 miles northwest of Red Rider's home ranch, close to the little cow town of Rangeville. In the parlor of the 2 Bar S Ranch, one of the greatest in the county, we find owner Oliver Biglow bitterly talking to his daughter, Dinah.
By glory, Dinah, there's no sense in arguing with me. I know what I'm doing. And I tell you, I'm going down to Fawcett's place and tell him off proper.
But, Daddy, maybe you made a mistake when you gave him that deed. For what you thought was only 300 acres.
Oh, mistake? Ah, the only mistake I ever made was in dealing with that crooked, unprincipled, no-good buzzard in the first place. I know what I wrote on that deed. And it was for just 300 acres, not 3,000.
Then if you're so sure he changed the deed and forged the number of acres, you ought to go to the law, not try to take the law into your own hands.
Who said anything about taking the law in my own hands? I'm just going over to Fawcett's place and give him 24 hours to change that deed back again to 300 acres or suffer the consequences.
Daddy, what chance would you have alone?
The thing about me being alone. Just before I drove home, I stopped at Western Union and sent a telegram to the best doggone two-fisted cowboy tornado that ever rode a range, asking him to come over and help.
Two-fisted cowboy tornado?
You bet. Once he gets here, let me see Cy Fawcett try to push around Mr. Red Rider.
Look, Mr. Fawcett, I work for you and all that. But honest, you ain't been in Rangeville long enough to know these things. The catamounts when he gets riled.
You don't say, Clay. He looks so ghetto and so mild.
Okay, but if Biglow rears back and... talk of the devil. Here comes Biglow now.
Morning, Oliver.
Don't you, Oliver, me, Cyrus Fawcett.
Now, don't tell me that just because you made a perfectly understandable mistake in filling out that deed, that you're still going to hold it against me.
Fawcett, maybe you ain't been out west long enough to understand us folks, but I'm telling you here and now, them slick city ways of yours don't go. Now, I'm telling you this much, too. Unless you turn that deed back to me and take a new one for 300 acres, the only ground you're going to need is a 6-foot piece up on Boot Hill.
Flag. Show the gentleman to the door. And don't be too polite about it.
Well, Mr. Fawcett, I think...
Thanks. Do as you're told.
Okay. Come on, Mr. Biglow.
You lay a hand on me and I'll...
Why, you old goat, let that gun alone.
You blithering coyote.
Let go of that gun or I...
Mr. Biglow, you pulled your gun, acted like a fool, and ruined a $500 mirror. Now get out before I lose my temper completely.
If that gun hand of yours didn't have my 6 gun, I'd show you who'd lose their temper. But you wait till tomorrow. Just you wait till Red Rider gets here. That's all I have to say to you this morning.
So, he sent for some help, did he? Well, the only kind of help Oliver Biglow is going to need from now on isn't one man. He's going to need 6 men as pallbearers for his funeral. Come on, Clag, and bring my rifle. That old coyote is never even going to get home. Right flag, here comes Big Low. And remember, we're not going to miss.
Southern Comfort Trail. If this here's Oliver Big Low's ranch, he's got the biggest one I've seen since I rode up from Texas.
Yeah, Buckskin, it's a beautiful spread. And like all beautiful spreads, undoubtedly it's brought Oliver a lot of trouble.
Yes, if no having trouble, sooner I'll send him you that telegram.
Right, son. Easy, Thunder. Rain up, compadres. This seems to be the house.
Oh, sure. Sit down.
Certainly hope Oliver's home.
Yes, I certainly hope that their daughter is at home. She's about the best looking filly I ever clapped eyes on.
Well,
now,
this is a fine reception.
Come on.
Won't you all sit down?
Oh, thanks. Dinah, it's not hard to see something's gone wrong. Your dad?
Dry goat this morning, on his way back from town.
Who? Oliver? Dry goat? Who got it? Who's the culprit?
I don't suppose there's any need asking the questions. You just tell us what you know, Dinah. That is, if you feel like talking.
It's all right, Red. If you want to know who I think it is.
You mean you suspecting someone?
I certainly do. The double-crossing, sneaky, sheep-stealing storekeeper, Cyrus Fawcett. Oh, Red, I can't prove it, but I know Fawcett did it.
Why do you say that? Had he threatened your father?
I don't think so, but Daddy has threatened him plenty.
Well, for goodness sake, was there some hard dealing between them?
There certainly was, at least on my father's part. You see, Red, Fawcett just moved to Rangeville 5 or 6 months ago. He's an Easterner, come out from Kansas City. And after he opened the store, he started to look around for some ranch land he could buy.
Mm-hmm. Look, better, huh?
But if he wanted to buy the land, he certainly found square shooting enough. Usually have trouble with the fellas who won't want to trade for land. Trade about 6 bullets for 600 acres.
Yeah, Buckskin's right, Dinah. This Fawcett sounds legitimate.
Oh, sure. Very legitimate. All except for one thing. Daddy sold him 300 acres. And when the deed showed up for filing, Mr. Fawcett had raised it to 3,000 acres.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, knowing your dad as I did, I just picture him losing his temper, blowing up and doing something rash.
But he wasn't gunned down in Fawcett's store, was he? He was ambushed on his way home.
I know. That's the part that makes it tough to prove, isn't it?
Wonder who that can be. Red. Red, it's Fawcett. I recognize his buckboard outside. Now you're going to get a chance to see what kind of a character he is.
Oh, wait a minute, Dinah. Don't open that door.
Don't open the door.
No, wait till Buckskin, Little Beaver, and I go in the other room.
You mean you don't want to meet him?
No, I don't. Not yet.
Well, you're going to be a fine lot of help, aren't you? The great Red Rider backing down right off the bat.
Well, now, see here, miss. The Red ain't backing down. If you don't want to meet him, he's got a good and sufficient reason.
Oh, I'm sure. Playing off street really gets things done.
Oh, doggone it, Dinah. I only want... I'll explain it to you later. You'd better let Fawcett in now. Come on, Buckskin, Little Beaver.
Good afternoon, Miss Biglow. May I come in?
I suppose so.
I heard about your father.
Of course.
A week ago, I would have felt sorry for your father. And for you.
Well, you don't have to. Certainly, your sympathy is something I don't expect. What's more, I don't want. Now, if that's all you come out here for...
It was. But since your attitude is very apparent, I think I'll make this a business call. Save myself the trouble of coming to see you again.
Well, that's fine. Because you'll be saving me the trouble of seeing you again.
Your father told you he sold me only 300 acres, didn't he?
That's all he did tell you.
Well, that point is past argument. When he came into town this morning, he tried to get me to promise I wouldn't tell you about this. Here.
Bill of sale. For 600 head of cattle.
A bill of sale for 600 head of cattle. You didn't think I was going to buy 3,000 acres just to have jackrabbits on it, did you? I bought a ranch from your father. A ranch with cattle on it.
You. Mr. Fawcett, I want to tell you something you already know. This bill of sale is nothing but a forgery. You copied my father's signature from the original deed.
How clever of me. And of course, you can prove that statement.
I'm giving you 3 to get out of here.
There's no sense reaching for that rifle. I'm going, now that I've told you the facts. But I'll be back Monday and take over my 3,000 acres and the cattle that go with it. good day, Miss Bingo. Don't expect to see me at your father's funeral.
Fred! Buckskin! Come in here! Fred, did you happen to hear what he said?
Yes, we heard everything. Do you believe that your father did sell him the cattle?
How can he even ask that? $1,100 for 3,000 acres and 600 head of cattle?
Me agree with Miss Dana, Red Raider.
Yeah, so do I, son, but that doesn't mean that a judge and 12 men on a jury would.
You mean you're actually going to stand by and let Fawcett get away with this highway robbery?
If you think I would, this has been a wasted trip.
But jailbird's the grand jury, Red. What are you going
to
do?
Well, if Dinah feels up to it, we four are going to ride into town and pay a call on the sheriff.
You can't really mean that.
Well, I'll be to do, Miss Dinah. Guessing is one thing, proof's another. And how are you going to prove a thing like a forgery when even you admit you couldn't tell if it was your father's signature or not?
Well, there's no sense glaring at the sheriff, Dinah. What he says is right.
Well, if you think I'm going to be robbed in the ranch and stock, either one of you, you've got another thing coming.
Miss Dinah, law is the law.
Isn't that nice? If that's the law, maybe I can make up a few laws of my own.
Dinah, you're not going to get any place acting this way.
And as far as you're concerned, Mr. Ryder, remember, I didn't ask you to come down here. And if my father had known as much about you as I do now, I don't think he would have either. There are ways of getting things done. And having you around certainly isn't going to help put Fawcett where he belongs, in a fresh dug grave up on Boot Hill.
To the Brandbuster for a lot more of the promised excitement, Western style, in tonight's story. As we return to the action, Red with Dinah and his two compadres have returned to the Big Low Ranch from the sheriff's office. While Dinah, still bitterly angry at Red, has flounced off to her room, Red is trying to explain to Buckskin and Little Beaver what he plans to do about Cyrus Fawcett.
Let's go awful angry with you, Red Ranger.
Angry? She's a plumb riled up to you to split her side. That is, if she hadn't been aware...
Buckskin, never mind the intimate details. Although I will admit she certainly seemed put out. Well, but I guess with a dad getting tagged off, she's not herself.
What are you going to do about Mr. Fawcett?
What's the use of telling you and then having to repeat it again to Dinah? I wonder where that young lady is.
Why are you not calling her?
Now, that's what I call a capable idea.
Oh, you do. I don't know where you two were brought up, but you're certainly shy on manners where young ladies are concerned. However, there's nothing in my book of etiquette that says I can't knock on her door. Come on. Dinah, would you mind coming out a minute, if it's convenient?
No, I'm not coming out. Oh, what's more, Mr. Ryder? Your invitation's at an end. So why don't you just pack up and clear out of here?
Why, let that doggone TV of Catty
now. Wait a minute, Dinah. There's no sense flying off the handle. I want to talk to you about Fawcett.
Fred, I told you politely. I want you to pack up and get out of my house. And that's been here 12 hours too long, as far as I'm concerned.
Doggone you. You talk like a spoiled brat. I came over here because your dad wanted some help, and I'm going to...
Help? Fine lot of help you are. Look, of course, you mean you want to help Fawcett.
Why, you ungrateful little vixen. Now, you listen to me. Open this door and come on out here so I can talk to you.
The only door that's going to be open is the front door when you go out.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that certainly is so.
Buckskin.
Hey, that's you.
Look, I'm asking you nicely for the last time. Are you coming out?
No, you are getting out.
All right, then. I'm coming in and drag you out. And the door's locked.
The door's locked.
Thanks, Buckskin. I didn't know it.
You didn't? Why, you... Use one hot tone.
Dinah, if you don't open this door, someone's going to have to buy you a new one. I'm not talking, huh? All right, Buckskin, that extra piece of yours is good for something. Come on, put me bust this door down.
Say, Red, this is going to be fun. One, two, and oop!
Think you're strong enough to swallow lead?
Red Ranger, we're going to shoot on you.
Sounds like a temper, all on the surface.
All on the surface.
Just the same, I want to tell you one thing, Dinah. I'm not leaving Rainsville quite yet.
And for your information, I don't care what you do or when you do it.
Good enough. That's a bargain. Come on, compadres. We got a bit of riding to do right straight now. Okay, boys. Here's Fawcett's store. Rain up.
Roll, Sizzlebill.
Little Beaver, since we're going to need our horses, you'd better stay out here and watch them.
You doing, Red Ranger?
Morning, gentlemen. Something I can show you. We just got in a new line of guaranteed bait proof.
Sorry, Mr. Fawcett, but we came in to sell you something, not to buy.
He said we come in here to sell something.
Well, if you two are salesmen... The funniest looking drummers I've ever seen.
Well, I don't know. We're dressed for the kind of business we're trying to drum up. My partner's name's Blodgett, Mr. Fawcett. I generally answer to the handle of Red Ryder.
Oh, Red Ryder, eh? I've heard of you.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I've heard of you too, Mr. Fawcett.
Yeah, don't believe all you hear. I don't.
Sorry, but what I heard about you, I've got to believe.
You've
got to
believe.
I don't think I would, Ryder.
You know, you talk as if you think I came here to make trouble for you. I know better than that.
Oh?
Yeah. Here it is, quick. All cards on the table. Oliver Biglow sent for me. When I got here, he was dead. His daughter, in my humble opinion, is a double-dyed, self-willed little fool.
Is she?
I think so. Particularly after talking to the sheriff. Biglow offered me $500 to come down here, and it looks as if I'm not going to get it. So, And I thought maybe I could make a deal with you.
Deal? Well, now, keep talking.
The sheriff says there's no question that you bought and paid for 600 head of 2-bar-S cattle. And since you're a merchant and not a stockman, I'm offering you my services and rounding up and branding those cattle you bought.
I wish I could believe you, Ryder.
Why shouldn't you believe me? For $200, Blodgett and I'll round up 600 head of cattle for you, rebrand them with any brand you choose. That way, at least, I don't go back a total loser.
Well, I don't know.
Well, what have you got to lose? If you haven't any cowhands of your own, Brandon's tough work. Besides, you can ride right along with us and make sure you're getting what you're paying for.
That's right, at that.
Yeah, he says it's right at that, Red.
But he hasn't said whether it's a deal.
I'm saying it now. You can start roundup and branding tomorrow morning. And I'll be right on hand to watch you.
Dinah, won't you give me a chance to explain?
Don't you think you've explained enough? You're going to do exactly what Father asked you to come down for.
helped Mr. Fawcett take possession of 3,000 acres and 600 head of cattle he never paid for.
But I've got a reason for doing it. If you'd only stop and figure the time of the year this is, you'd get some idea.
If you'd only stop trying to alibi yourself, we'd all be a lot happier. Let me tell you this much. I'm going to pay you back someday and show the world what a double-dealing, low-down, mealy-mouthed buzzard you really are. You can take your bedrolls down to the bunkhouse. Good night.
Down in the valley, the mockingbird wings, telling his story, hear what he sings.
Roses of sunshine, violets love dew.
Back to Red Rider and the surprising and exciting finish of the Brand Buster. It is now the following day, and Red, Buckskin, and Little Beaver are cutting out the 600 head of cattle Cyrus Fawcett claims to have bought, and they're preparing to brand them. Not too far away, Dinah Biglow, her eyes two icy blue pools, her hands clasped tentatively around the stock and trigger of her Winchester.
All right, Buckskin, nail that heifer. Haul him over here at the fire. We're ready to brand.
One beef steak coming up, Red.
Are you sure this brand design's going to be all right for you, Mr. Fawcett?
If you say so, and it's easy to put on.
Oh, it's not too much trouble. Triangle cross, I think it's kind of unusual. You're not going to find it twice in 1,000 miles a year.
Hedges, the hangover's red. Let your critter eat a hankering not to be branded again. Now, who's going to hold and who's going to brand?
I'd better do the holding, Buckskin. You look plumb wore out.
Well, the only reason I look wore out, I am wore out.
You ever see a branded before, Mr. Fawcett?
No, this is my first.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking forward to it. Don't like to see those dumb animals hurt.
Hurt? Why, you won't hear any more out of these cattle than a contented moo. Makes all the difference when the branding's done by experts.
Red, will you stop that there gabbling and toss that there cow critter? This your iron's weighed hard.
Okay, Buckskin. Don't forget the instructions we gave you.
Yes, sir. Once over lightly.
Okay, then. Here we go. Come on, Dougie. All right, Buckskin. Slap that iron on. We've got 599 more head of cattle who've got to wear this triangle cross brand.
Red, I have no intention of riding out to the pens while you gloat over delivering 600 head of rustled cattle to that high binder farm.
Look, young lady, you're coming out to witness the transfer of those cattle, whether you want to or not. Now, make up your mind to it.
Yeah, make up your mind to it.
Say, who do you think you are talking to me that way?
Miss Dinah Biglow, and she's going out to make sure that Fawcett collects only the cattle wearing his brand.
Look like Fawcett might steal more cattle.
Oh, of course, with your help. You branded the cattle for him, and there's no reason to believe he won't help yourself to some more.
Oh, I'm through. Buckskin, grab her legs. I'm taking her shoulders. We're carrying her outside.
Here goes.
Put me down, Red Rider. Put me down.
Now, you stand right there, Dinah. Well, all right, Mr. Fawcett, go ahead. Pick out the cattle wearing your Triangle Cross brand and drive them out of here.
What are you talking about? None of these cattle have the Triangle Cross brand.
Brand and I are the Bulldogs. They're the same cattle you saw us bearing east, Kitty.
And you left two of your men here overnight to guard them. We're not magicians, you know.
But there must be some mistake.
Can't possibly be. And what's more, you gave Miss Bigelow here a receipt for the cattle after the branding. So if your cattle aren't here, I guess you'd better be on your way.
Ryder, you pricked me. And by glory, you're not going to get away with it.
Oh, I'm not?
I'll say you're not. Wait. You and the boys drive this 600 head out of here.
You mean you're going to rustle Miss Bigelow's cattle?
I mean you're a thief. And I'm getting what's rightly mine.
That was a mistake, Fawcett, calling me a thief. And you are going to get what's rightly yours.
Come on, Red.
Try to steal cattle, will you? Well, see what you can steal after you wake up from this. All right, Sheriff. You can come out of the bushes now. You heard Fawcett say he was going to take 600 head of cattle that weren't wearing his brand. And I know that you know exactly what to do with cattle.
If you just listened.
You see, I was so sure that an Easterner wouldn't recognize a Cole Brandon.
Even I don't know what a Cole brand is exactly.
Well, Dan, it's nothing more than a brand which only burns the hair off, doesn't touch the hide. And at this time of the year, with the hair falling out, I was certain that by this morning, the burned hair would have fallen out, leaving nothing but your double bar less brand to show through.
Well, double bars is what Foss is going to see from now on.
Red, I certainly owe you an apology.
Oh, nonsense, Dinah. All you owe me is a gentle goodbye. Because we're heading for home.
Wait a minute, Dinah. Get off that pile.
Let's go.
On your way, Thunder. Head for the homeland trail. Come on, Thunder.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.